with their beautiful live singing is Nota Bene. And we have another carol for you. This one is The Blessed Son of God by Vaughan Williams. The Blessed Son of God by Vaughan Williams. It's Nota Bene singing live. And if you heard a bit of a car roaring up the terrace, and I think there was a lifting, and I heard a little child's voice at one point, that's because this year they're performing in the foyer of RNZ House. They can't be in their normal drama studio because, you know, it is what it is at the moment. But thank you to Daryl Stack, who's running the OB there, and to the choir for everything they've gone to make this happen for us this year. It's such a special part of our 9 to noon Christmas show. We've got one more to come for you as well. Let's get back to the panel, and Sam Ackerman's with us, and I think you've got your offsider with you again, your up-and-coming broadcast son. Young Bo's back with us this year. Hi, Bo.
Hi.
Happy Christmas to you. Are you all ready for it, mate?
Yeah.
Yeah? How's the year been? You know, a bit up and down, but what's some good stuff that's happened for you this year? Lots, I'm hearing.
Yeah, I've won a few trophies this year, and I've done very well in my work at school.
Good for you. Good stuff. Dad, I know that, just like you, Bo is going to be, you know, a bit modest, so do you want to tell us some of what he's ticked off this year?
Yeah, honestly, after this, you'll understand why I'm trying to get a paternity test, because I'm not quite sure that he's – I don't know where he gets it from, because it sure as hell isn't me. So Bo's had a wonderful year. He won the gutsiest competitor trophy, didn't you, bud?
Yeah.
At the Mount Maunganui Surf Life Saving Club for his efforts in the Nippers, and that's for all the age groups. So he was – it's a very special award he's very proud of. He got the coach's player playing for the ninth grade Tonga City FC football team. For his team, the Orcas, and he's picked up. You were displayed as well, weren't you, at the Acorn Foundation Art Gallery Award? So he's on display at the Tauranga Art Gallery. He's been killing it in guitar, racing through the grades there. Had a really good year with swimming, drama. You won a drama prize as well. So, yes, it's terrifying. He's 8 years old and has left all my achievements through my entire childhood in the dust already. So he is. It's been a wonderful year for the young man. He's put in lots.
Well, you're obviously a darn good dad. And good on you, Bo. Good on you for just making all that stuff happen. That's very, very cool. There's something else I know about you, and that is that you're a very talented stand-up comedian. I think I remember this from last Christmas. You got a joke for us, Bo. Go on. What is it? I remember last year's one. What's this year's?
What is a Christmas tree's favourite candy?
Ooh, not coming to me.
Ornaments.
You've done it again. Boom, boom.
Good one, bud.
Well done, Bo. Well done. Put a grin on our face. Does he keep that rolling all through Christmas Day? And actually, Sam, you have your... I think we've busted in on your Christmas Day again, because in your family, I think, do you normally have it on Christmas Eve?
Yep, this is Christmas Day for for us. Through our family heritage through Bo's mum's side is Hungarian, and at Christmas Day is celebrated on the 24th. So, yep, it's a special day for us, and we've... I think I said the same thing last year, but we're gripped in the minute by a complete psycho-ho-hosis. Everybody's losing their mind, and emotions are running at the highest of all points. But it's special to be able to share that across a couple of days. Obviously, we have today, Bo calls Hungarian Christmas, and tomorrow is Kiwi Christmas. So the kids are very lucky in that regard, that we get to share in all the cultures that make them the special kids they are.
You go, Bo. I'll let you get back to it. I can see where you get your talent now from your dad. You see that comedic talent. Let's bring back in the rest of our panel. Who decided that they're going to hit Mung during that interview? Irene Pink. It's got a ring to it, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm always in Mung. Do you say in Mung, or you've achieved Mung, or you're Mung
at Mung? Say again. Hitting Mung. Oh, no, like, you've hit Mung. You've hit Mung.
Oh, you've hit Mung. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be giving it a good go, but I'll be helped along with a bit of sherry. I think that'll help me.
Right. How do you chill?
Well, look, I'm a little more bung, actually. I'm
going to achieve a state
of mung. Yeah, sure. I'm a bung one. Hey, look, how do I chill? I'm going to stay at home and try to do the things I never did in 120 days of lockdown. So my timber's finally arrived, and I'm going to – I had the timber dropped off next to where I'm going to build the gardens, but I haven't built the gardens, so now my task is to move the timber. And in this day and age, you know, people think, what's your investment, your portfolio? And people have got cryptocurrency and NFTs. I'm literally investing in timber, actual physical timber, and tin tomatoes, because I reckon they are going to be the currency of 2022. It's physical. I can see it. And I just think it's a good thing to have. It brings me peace and joy to know that I've got a plan. Particularly, people are summating the year, and I think there was just one critical incident this year that I just look back on and go, that's it, that's everything has been summed up, and it was the Ever Given being stranded in the sewers. You know, like the world has literally, you can talk about, you know, the internet going down or power outages or something, one ship gets bung in the sewers, and literally the whole world is on tenterhooks. There's two blokes on a digger and a couple of guys on a tugboat spend a week with like a billion people leaning on metaphorical shovels, just watching them attempting to open up world commerce again. And I just think that there is no better metaphor where you think everything's going well and then something just bungs it up.
So you're getting
bung. Thinking about that.
Kennedy, I reckon you're a mung man. Yeah. You're a total mung man.
A total mung man. I'm at the moment painting, well, not right at this moment, earlier today, painting a dinghy in preparation for time on the sea. And I guess we always, in my talks with you, Catherine, I'm always talking about connection and rekindling. And a friend remarked this morning, we're social creatures, but this time in nature seems to be the necessary recharge we need, whether it's the mountains or the rivers, the lakes, the sea, the forests. And they've never been more important during this last year and a half, and they will continue to be essential for for who we are, not just for our well-being, but for the sense of connection to the natural world that is so essential if we're to resolve the planet's bigger problems. So, I'll be going to all those places, spending time in the forests and on the sea, particularly during the summer.
And Irene, for you too, and this is where the rest of the country, A, owes Tamaki Makaurau Auckland so much, and I know you're tired of hearing that. You're really tired of hearing that, but at least we acknowledge it, right? But second, yeah, it's just to remind us of the constraints that they've been on your lives, and particularly being able to get out and about and you know, around the country. And like, what are your plans for now? Are you a bit like Radar? It's like, well, now I'm free, I may as well stay at home, or what?
Well, I don't traditionally travel over Christmas because it's too crazy anyway, so I certainly wouldn't be travelling now because I think, although reports are that it's sort of, you know, it's pretty normal, but I hope to get down to Whiritoa in end of January, which is at the base of the Coromandel, beautiful beach down there, spend that time with my sister and my niece and nephew, but just really looking forward to that, I think, but hunkering down through Christmas.
Yeah. And Radar, you're always at work at your place, as we said. So you've got a bunch of projects. The supply chain's caught up. So you're in business, really.
Yeah. Look, I actually spent some real quality time in and amongst nature just a couple of days ago. To be fair, the nature was gorse, and I had my little battery chainsaw, and I was felling the gorse. But you could see coming up through it, you know, all of these, there were all the new sort of the natives and things just popping up, this little, you know, this little seedlings. And I, as I chopped it down, I thought, oh, this is going to be great, until, of course, the gorse grows back. But nonetheless, I'm just looking forward to doing that. Having that ability to go out and do something and looking at these things going, I'm not even going to be around when they're growing. It's kind of a nice sort of thing to get you through the day as you're underneath gorse, felling it on top of your own head. Protected only by a woolen jersey and a sense of Kiwi can do.
Sam, you're in Tauranga, of course. It would be criminal not to be going somewhere near a surfboard at some point. Are you a surfer man?
I suppose officially you could say I am now, but I don't think that anyone who is involved with the world of surf would be appreciate me saying that in the case. So my wife is nearly Christmas present, gave me a surf lesson yesterday. So Alessandro and the crew at Hibiscus Surf Lessons down there at Mount Beach took me out, and I can honestly say that after getting a professional assessment, I am terrible.
I bet Bo's not. I bet Bo's all over it.
Do you know what? Bo is bloody good. And it's so frustrating. I felt ridiculous because he was out there surfing with his crew while I was there. So I found myself like trying harder to stand up and doing way worse, trying to impress my. I was like, what am I doing? I'm trying to impress my 8-year-old and bailing.
Have you got the jump up sorted? Have you got the jump up sorted, or are you getting up off your knee?
It's a smooth progression of getting that back foot up first, Catherine, and into the front. And of course, I haven't. And I haven't been dumped that many times since fifth form. Honestly, it was a brutal pounding, but it's great fun. And when you are on a wave and you are riding, it's just like everybody else is saying, like Kennedy and Radar, when you have that moment, you kind of feel that zen time, you feel like it's the right thing to do. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I will spend more time in the surfboard, but I will make sure that my wife and my in-laws and my son are not all there watching, adding their commentary. I actually think it's my wife's present to herself. Like, she grew up on America's Funniest Home Videos, so for her it was just like a 2-hour session of that. But but it was great, and the crew at Hibiscus were awesome. So if you're down this way, they are really great people. So
wonderful.
It's good fun.
Well, Kennedy, you've got your favourite line for me. I think this is a couple of minutes before I need to do my thank yous. But you've got your favourite. It's Isaac Dinesen, isn't it? Who's got that wonderful line?
You spring this on me every year, and I forget.
Yeah, you've forgotten it.
What's that line?
Okay.
You say it.
No, you talk for a minute, and I'm going to find it because I'm sure you sent it in your notes.
I'll give you another line from a little Christmas poem that someone sent me yesterday. There's just a short stanza here from a poem by Jan Richardson, "How the Light Comes." I love this because, you know, there have been dark times for a lot of people. So I cannot tell you how the light comes, but that it does, that it will, that it works its way into the deepest dark that enfolds you, though it may seem long ages in coming. And I was thinking this morning, there's that Crosby, Stills, Nash song, Helplessly Hoping. And for a lot of us, there is a feeling of helplessness, but it is countered by a feeling of hope and that the light will come, whatever the darkness that people are facing. So that's my encouragement today.
Okay, I found it. I know of a cure for everything: salt water, sweat, or tears, or the salt sea. I think you've slightly paraphrased him and made it even more poetic when you said it. The cure for anything is salt water, sweat, tears, or the sea. Let's do the sea bit for the next wee while, eh?
I might check the safe swim map and go for a swim this afternoon.
Yeah. Have you not been out for one for a while?
Yes, I have, actually. Yes, Point Chev, great, love it. You know, and again, you know, after that sort of little lockdown period, that, you know, that to see all the people back out along Point Chev Beach, the families and the kids and things, and it was just, you know, what a great sort of little microcosm of all the things that are great and good about Auckland that celebration was along that beach that day.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much, all of you. Really, really appreciate your time today, especially on Christmas Day for you. Sam, thanks very much. Kennedy Warne, Irene Pink, Tarada, and Sam Ackerman. Well, thank you.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Lovely. Catch you in 2022 and you know, onwards and upwards, eh? Thank you, everyone. Thank you, listeners, for your company this year. A happy Christmas to you from all of us at 9 to noon. We wish you a restful holiday. Many special thanks for people who continue working through the holiday season. There are many of you working so hard, and especially this year. We're back on air January 24th, 2022. My special thanks to the team that brings you 9 to noon every day. Our executive producer, Claire Serrani, producers Glenda Wakeham, Melanie Phipps, Victoria Young and Esther Zweifel, and others who've helped us with production during the year, especially Robert Kelly and Laura Dooney. Also, many thanks to cover presenters Lynn Freeman and Susie Ferguson, to everyone we work so closely with throughout RNZ, on air and online, from RNZ reporters throughout the Motu to our InfoFind research team. Studio operators have been doing an epic job with thankless Zooms and Skype setups. The OB guys, as we've just heard, making today happen, the technical teams as well. To our program contributors for their dedication, their hard work and their passion. To our RNZ senior managers, Chief Executive Paul Thompson and Head of Radio David Allen, many, many others make this happen each and every day. And thank you to you all. Thanks also to our listeners. Have a happy, happy Christmas. And here is to the new year. We have really, really appreciated all your feedback throughout the year and your contributions, the ideas that you give us, the wisdom that you give us, the encouragement that you give us is just so, so appreciated. Again, we are looking forward to being back with you January 24th, 2022. A very, very special thanks to Nota Bene with their final carol for us today, Ding Dong Merrily on High. Just beautiful. And that applause is really hard earned. Nota Bene have not been in the drama studio at RNZ House this morning. They have been in the foyer of RNZ House this morning, singing live for us. They've gone to a tremendous effort to make that happen, and thanks very much to the whole team who's been here to make it happen this Christmas Eve. It's farewell from me. Thanks again for your company. All I can do now is wish you a very, very happy Christmas, happy time with your family over the holidays. If you're on your own, we've got plenty of company for you, and I hope there are people looking out for and caring for you as well, and enjoying this beautiful environment this summer. We'll catch you back 2022.